Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we wrap up the broadcast part of our week here, looking forward to the weekend, a lot of great things happening here at Deer Run. Tomorrow morning, Saturday, we have our men's fellowship, men's ministry breakfast at 9 a.m. here at the church building, and always a good time of fellowship and food and encouraging one another. So guys, come on out and join us on Saturday, February 10th. Sunday, our worship gathering. We'll continue our Immeasurably More series, and looking this week at Immeasurably More Gratitude. And a great follow-up to this week's focus on Immeasurably More Compassion. And so come join us for our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering as we worship God together, as we grow in Christ together, as we come home and live as brothers and sisters in Christ. And then Sunday evening, we're gathered back for a BFF night. Bible, food, and fellowship. We've had these for a couple years. And so this one will be a game night focus. We'll have some sort of sporting event game on the TV, if you're into that, on the big screen in the auditorium. But also a time to fellowship, bring some family table games, get some euchre games going, whatever kind of strikes your fancy in a game night fashion. We'll have some soup and sandwiches, bring some game night snack foods to share, and we'll have a good time Sunday evening, February 11th at 6 p.m. for that. And I hope to see you this weekend, and that you're able to be a part. Our Sunday morning worship gathering is live streamed if you can't be here in person, and you can join us that way. As we wrap up the week, we're going to focus in on Immeasurably More Compassion for the harassed and helpless. We've all been there. We'll probably all be there again. But somehow it doesn't always translate into noticing when others are there and recognizing the compassion that we ought to have. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. It says, when he, that is Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. I think sometimes we see people who are in that condition. Sometimes we are people who are in that condition, and we're not quite sure what to do. Because we're not sure why they're harassed and helpless. We're not sure why we're harassed and helpless. And Jesus says part of the reason is because we're not following our shepherd. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes we're just lost. We got confused. We wandered off. Sometimes we were led astray by someone claiming to be a shepherd that wasn't. Sometimes we get caught up in the busyness of life. And we're just going along day to day, grazing wherever we can, and all of a sudden we look up and we're in the midst of danger. And we're not quite sure how we got there. And you see, all of those things apply to us individually. It applies to those around us who need to experience the compassion of God, who need to experience our compassion. You see, when we begin to look at people in trouble as deserving it or as having brought it all upon themselves, we easily in our mind dismiss it as something that they got themselves into, they can get themselves out of. And while it doesn't absolve us of all responsibility for ourselves and our actions, we have to realize that there is an enemy at work that uses every tactic and tool available to harass us, to separate us from our shepherd, to distract us, to keep us from ever knowing our shepherd. And God's desire is that we would know His compassion. As Jesus walked this earth, as He encountered people, you'll read that phrase from various times and often, that He saw the crowds and He was moved with compassion. Compassion that would heal, compassion that would feed, compassion that would teach. A compassion that would understand the need of the moment and address it in a way that surpassed expectation. As we live life, we ought to be more aware of those who are helpless, those who are harassed, the oppressed of our society. And regardless of how much responsibility they have or they lack, we still, as God's children, have a shepherd that can help, that wants to lead not only us, but those around us out of the bondage of sin and into the pleasant pastures of His Word. And so we pay attention. And one of the great things is we all experience those difficulties of life that make us feel harassed and helpless. You say, wait a minute, that's not a great thing. Well, it is, because it helps us identify with others. When God helps us and God's compassion brings us out of that helpless and harassed situation, we can be reminded of how we felt when it seemed that there was nothing we could do. And God sent someone to step in and be with us. As we talked about throughout the week, that this idea of compassion is suffering with someone, joining in their suffering in order to bring help, in order to bring understanding, in order to bring guidance. And when we see those who are caught up in helpless and harassed situations, we ought to join in their suffering in a manner that understands the need for someone to listen, the need for someone to care, the need for someone to simply be with them. And we have that understanding not simply because we're in relationship with God, but because He's in relationship with us when we have been harassed and helpless. We know the peace and comfort that comes from God's presence, from following Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but as our shepherd as well, as the one that provides care and direction and correction even. You see, we live life walking day to day in a path that should be directed by God. The purpose of the shepherd was to lead the sheep into safe places, into productive places, into healthy places. And sometimes we come to God and we live as those harassed and helpless without a shepherd because we're not listening to Him. And God's desire is that we would know the compassion that He has joined in our suffering in order to help us. And because He understands, He can lead us through His Word, through His Spirit, through His presence and the people around us. But it isn't simply a leading us in an escape from the situations that we don't like. It's leading us into a life that represents Jesus. A life that's filled with compassion for those around us who have lost sight of the shepherd, who have not followed the shepherd, who are confused about the shepherd. And instead of receiving rejection, we give compassion. And we give understanding. You see, God's desire is that we would represent Jesus, that we would understand His compassion. And as we understand His compassion, as we receive His compassion, that we give it just as freely as we receive it. And so today, as we live life, as we encounter individuals who are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, instead of being moved to judgment, may today we be moved to compassion. And may we join that suffering for the purpose of helping, for the purpose of sharing Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has come to us in our times of greatest need, the times where we've been harassed and helpless because, well, we've made bad decisions. The times that we're harassed and helpless because we've been tricked. The times that we're harassed and helpless because we didn't know any better. And Father, in all of those times and so many more, Your love has given us this compassion through Jesus, the One who joined in our suffering so that He could help, so that He could be the Good Shepherd, the One that could lead us into peaceful pastures. And so God, as we recognize the value and the importance and the love that flows through Your compassion, may we be filled with immeasurably more compassion towards others. Even as we take the time to join in the suffering, to understand the sources and the causes, may it not lead us to an attitude of blame, but to an attitude of compassion. A compassion that helps, a compassion that understands, a compassion that teaches and corrects in appropriate ways. Father, may the compassion that we know from You be the same style of compassion that we share with others. May the heart of that be a shepherd that loves us, that leads us, that corrects us, that gives us according to our need. God, as we live life, as we consider Your presence, may we lift up Jesus as the Good Shepherd that we follow. May we lift Him up as the One that others ought to follow. Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.